Question from Trivikram Prabhu. You mentioned in an article about happiness through a perpetual tickling machine that material happiness is like the tickling and the happiness that a child feels when he or she is tickled. So when we hear some humor and we laugh, is that also like tickling? How is it tickling? And if it is not, then is that happiness real or false? Answer. The question here is not of real or false happiness. It is more of deep and superficial happiness. When a child laughs on being tickled, that child in a sense is happy. However, that happiness is purely a bodily reaction to a bodily stimulus. Now, when we are situated in a physical body, we are subjected to physical sensations. Just like if a finger gets cut, we feel pain. Similarly, if say the belly is tickled, we feel pleasure. So, by the same token, when we engage in sensual activities, we also experience pleasure at that time. And since the body is real, the Bhagavad Gita explains that matter is Krishna's energy. So the body is real and the bodily sensations are also real. Real in the sense that we can find out through, say, physics or biology, especially neurochemistry, what exactly happens. So there is a systematic process by which when, say, a person is tickled, and the certain sensations go up, those sensations trigger certain areas of the brain, and the triggering of that area gives us a sensation of pleasure. Similarly, when we eat delicious foodstuffs or when people engage in sex, the pleasure that is there is real. The Vedic scriptures don't say that that pleasure is false. However, because that pleasure is bodily, it is temporary. Because the very body is temporary, and not just the body is temporary, the body's capacity to experience pleasure is temporary. Not only that, it doesn't actually address our deepest needs. So, why don't all of us just tickle each other and become happy for the rest of our lives? We may even, if we have two friends who start tickling each other and assuming that they are both wealthy enough so that they don't have to work, then they can just go on tickling each other. Will they be happy? At a physical or biological level, the tickling sensation may produce laughter also. But there is no meaning, there is no value, there is no purpose. There is no deep fulfillment in that sensation of tickling which leads to the response of laughter. So there are levels of happiness. And the most fulfilling level of happiness is the happiness that comes from reciprocated love. Love itself brings some satisfaction. When a mother loves the child, even if the child doesn't reciprocate, the mother experiences some satisfaction. But reciprocated love brings the deepest satisfaction. When the mother cares for the child, and the child cares for the mother, and child becomes a good child as he or she grows up, then there is a deep fulfillment that comes even at a material level. So material relationships can give us fulfillment. However, because it is very difficult for two people to be compatible, actually it is impossible for any two people except the soul and Krishna to be compatible, but there can be certainly more and less levels of compatibility among two people. So if two people are incompatible, the relationship gives no happiness. If they are somewhat compatible, there is some happiness. They're quite compatible, the relationship can be quite fulfilling also, but still the relationship in the world is temporary, and that's why it doesn't give us lasting satisfaction. To the extent we get satisfaction in that relationship, to that extent we get frustration and even devastation when that relationship is disrupted by time. Our relationship with Krishna is eternal, and because Krishna fully understands us and reciprocates with us, so that gives us the deepest fulfillment. So our relationship with Krishna is not only lasting, but even the fulfillment is deepest, because Krishna reciprocates fully with our love. So now, that means there are physical sensations and there are emotional reciprocations. Now the emotional reciprocations can happen at the material level, or they can happen at the spiritual level. So we discussed how the emotional reciprocation at the spiritual level give us lasting happiness. Now what happens when we hear some jokes? We laugh. So is that happiness real? Well, as I said, all happiness that we experience, if we are talking about reality in terms of the experience having some real components in the body, yes, it is real. If you are talking about reality in terms of we feeling happiness, yes, then also it is real. But if we are talking about reality in terms of it addressing our deepest needs for happiness, then it is not real. Imagine if we had, again, instead of a tickling example, if we had an unlimited stock of joke books filled with good jokes, and we had no need to work, if we just kept reading the jokes for the rest of our lives, would we be happy for the rest of our lives? No, not necessarily. Not at all, in fact. We will get bored with the jokes, even if the jokes are stimulating. We need life to be much more meaningful. Now there are comedy shows which we can watch constantly also, but that can act as a break. That cannot give us lasting satisfaction. So lasting satisfaction comes when we engage and absorb ourselves in something that is greater than ourselves. And the greatest cause that we can absorb ourselves in is service to Krishna, because in serving Krishna, we not only serve Him, but we also serve other living beings in the best possible way. And I have written an article about how happiness is not a product, but a byproduct. We don't get happiness just by chasing after happiness, but we get happiness as a byproduct when we absorb ourselves in something meaningful, something that is greater than ourselves. So that absorption. So a mother does not beget a child just to get happiness. If that were her primary objective, in the sense that if that's what she were looking for constantly, a child actually causes more anxiety than brings happiness. Certainly happiness is underlying need for everyone, and happiness is underlying in even our practice of devotional service. But if happiness is what we constantly are looking for, then we become like the mother who is just constantly looking for the child to smile and child to make her happy. That will not happen. The child will cry and put the mother in anxiety. But because underlying that anxiety is a loving relationship, and that loving relationship brings satisfaction, so the mother takes up the anxiety also eventually to get the satisfaction. So like that, in our relationship with Krishna, if our focus is on just trying to get pleasure, then even that will dry up. But if we are focusing on serving Krishna, then we can get lasting happiness. So if even the spiritual sources of happiness can dry up when we are trying to just seek happiness for them, then what to speak of material sources of happiness? So if we just watching jokes or hearing jokes or watching comedy talks or just getting ourselves tickled through various sensations, then we can never be happy. Even at a material level, if we try to focus on making a contribution based on commitment to a cause that is greater than ourselves, we get a deeper happiness. But when we focus on serving Krishna, because that is the grandest cause, that is the best cause, and that is the eternal cause, that gives us the highest happiness. Thank you.